Chapter 29. Letho Shellhound had decided on a course of action. His first job was to break out of the cage. But where then? It was far too high up for him to reach the pier below, so he planned on going upward. He would climb into the chamber above, through the window from whence his prison was suspended. It would be a risky business, but the outlaw realised it was his only avenue of escape. Looking down through the floor bars, he checked below, lest any guards were watching. The pier and the lake beyond it lay deserted. Letho did not stop to wonder why. Instead, he focused on trying to loosen one of the roof timbers. Attempting to prevent the cage from hitting the side of the tower, and doing so with as little noise as possible, was no easy task. The roof bars were made of heavy wood, quite thick, and were firmly nailed in place with iron spikes. The outlaw otter attacked them with his bare paws, pulling, pushing, clawing and scrabbling, but to no avail. Clearly, it was going to be a long and painstaking chore. He began working on the iron spikes, desperately trying to budge just one. After a while, his paws were skinned and bleeding from the effort, forcing him to take a rest. As the shell hound was licking his scratches and wishing he had some sort of tool to help, he heard the door creak in the upper chamber. Quickly, he wrapped the severed rope ends around his paws and hung there limply as though he was still bound and helpless. Wheelmark Scott had decided to look in on the prisoner. He leaned over the windowsill and rattled the cage bars with his whipstock.
Ha! Still alive, are you, shellhound? What's it feel like, hanging up here without any victuals or water, eh?
Determined not to rise to the bait, Letho hung limply, head lolling forward, feigning unconsciousness. Scott thrust the whip through the bars, managing to tickle his victim's ears with it. He whispered scornfully,
"Ain't so bold and sprightly now, are you? Well, you just stay there like a good beast till your rebel friends surrender. Aye, then we'll take you down and I'll give you a proper taste of this lash. Pleasant dreams."
Letho heard him retreating back into the chamber, slamming the door as he left. A dark shadow hovered over him, and a voice nearby whispered,
"Rock, he is gone. Ye could do with some help."